With me now is Raul Estrada, ambassador from Argentina and vice president of the negotiations here in Bonn. Hello, sir.
Hello, how are you? Nice to see you again.
Tell me, when the dust settles this Friday, when all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, what will be the basic thrust of it?
Well, first of all, that we recover the dynamics. This is, I think, the main point. Second, we have some progress on things, defining how big the loopholes are, because the Kyoto Protocol has loopholes, but we have to define how big they are going to be. And that's one of the efforts we did. Another thing is to know how the flexibility mechanisms are going to work, and we also have some progress on that. It's also a point to know how the developing countries are going to get substantive help to adapt to the climate change and to mitigate emissions. And we also expect to have progress on that area now.
Under this present level of agreement, Japan gets a lot in terms of sinks, that is, using trees and such to sequester carbon, effectively reducing what they have to get out of industry, as does Canada, Australia, and the United States, if it were a part of this. For the longest time, the Europeans didn't want to do that. What do you think made them change their mind?
What had been happening in the last years already, from 92 until now, from 1990 until now, it's not such a big amount. It's relevant, but it's not such a big amount. If you add all the numbers you have for all countries to use for reduction of emissions, it amounts to perhaps 7% of the total they have to reduce. It's not too much.
Compliance has been a sticking point. In fact, the original convention that about climate change that says that we should stop climate change, but there's no enforcement mechanisms, really hasn't worked. What about now? Are there real teeth in this agreement?
Well, there is a great tendency to have a very strong compliance agreement. My personal view is that this is very difficult to do that. There is not such a thing in any other agreement today in force. Countries are usually not willing to be subject to sanctions, and particularly in this case where the source of emissions are going to be from private factors, and then you cannot penalize countries. I think we have a lot to do still on that area. There are many reasons because countries fulfill their commitments and treaties, and a system of compliance, control, and sanctions is not the only one. There is a lot of literature on that. We have to evolve in a way that some consequences are going to be clear if somebody does not fulfill the commitment, but no penalties to be imposed, no fines to be paid for.
What message does this agreement send to the United States?
The message I think people here, delegations here, are trying to send it to us is that we are still working with confidence on that protocol. We still think this is the way to solve the problem or to start the solution of the problem. And we are protecting the interests of the U.S. in the sense that all points requested by the U.S. before, when they were in the negotiation, are there, and we are not changing that. This is still like it was before, and no additional conditions are added to the U.S.
I want to thank you for taking this time today.
Well, thank you very much. I'm delighted to be with you.